with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley introduced a bill to limit the scope of judicial rulings, the latest in a string of GOP bills targeting the judicial branch. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Under Grassley's bill, judicial rulings would be limited to the parties involved, meaning any judge's orders would not apply to others who may be similarly situated but did not file legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson says federal courts answer to the House.
We do have authority over the federal courts, as you know. We can eliminate an entire district court. We have power funding over the courts and all these other things. But desperate times call for desperate measures, and Congress is going to act. So stay tuned for that.
The House is expected to consider similar legislation this week that would also limit judges' abilities to impose nationwide injunctions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump's nominee to become the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane told senators that he understands he is an unknown and unconventional nominee, but that the U.S. is facing unconventional and unprecedented threats, and he's ready to serve in its defense. During the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Chairman Roger Wicker says he's sure Dan Kane would give President Trump unbiased advice as Joint Chiefs Chairman.
I'm convinced that General Kane sees this role as absolutely nonpartisan. We can argue politics up here on this dais, but I expect General Kane to stay out of it, no matter the subject.
Employers posting 7.6 million job openings in February. It's a sign the job market is slowing but remains healthy. The number of vacancies was down slightly from a revised 7.8 million in January and from 8.4 million a year earlier. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 263 points, the Nasdaq off 8. This is SRN News. Do you believe in the Trinity?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey from the Pew Research Center indicates that a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Sapir says the president is putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position. And the transgender issue has hurt Democrats in the last election. This is SRN News. The NYSE Texas opened for business Monday.
The first company to get a listing was Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social. The company will be listed as DJT, as it is on the NASDAQ, where it will continue to be offered. The New York Stock Exchange says Texas is home to more companies listed on their trading platform than any other state. They say the Texas companies represent $3.7 trillion in aggregate market value. NYSE Texas will soon be facing competition in the Lone Star State, though. In 2026, the Texas Stock Exchange is expected to come online after they get approval from the SEC, and NASDAQ has announced plans for a regional office in North Texas as well. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Then the grand finale for March Madness is set. The Final Four, number one seeds, Duke, Houston, Florida, and Auburn, will all be heading to San Antonio this week. More details at SRNnews.com.